Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kicking off the third hour of the program, of course, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to find out what social-emotional learning is. Apparently, this is like the new thing that government schools are pushing on young people. We'll explain that. Bonnie's got that on the way here tonight. Ian, Bonnie, and Chris in the studio. Phones are open as always. If you want to join us, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 603-283-6160. We've been sort of off and on focused on cryptocurrency to some extent here tonight and financial sort of related stuff, shortages. And Chris, you had a story about these credit card companies that are cracking down on speech on the internet. And they're doing it not necessarily at the behest of government, but more because they want to appease the government.
Yep. I don't even know if it's appeasing the government, but a certain sector of the population, certainly. So they've been, activists have been pushing for, and I don't even know exactly what their objective is, to be honest.
You mean like activists that like want to ban pornography, so they're trying to put
the
pressure
same,
on the processors?
The same type, the anti, you know, gays kind of, you know, that type. Yeah, yeah. They've basically been slanting it as any kind of anybody involved in the sex industry or pornography business as some sort of sex trafficker.
It's
That's what they want to make you believe anyway,
which is false.
Which is false.
Ridiculous.
Right, right.
It's never been, you know, it's never enough for these people to just not buy the product, right? Like, okay, you don't have to watch it. You don't have to support it.
You don't have to give your kids Eminem's CD for Christmas.
Well, yeah, if we're talking about that, I doubt they're going after explicit music at this point.
I'm just saying it's people like that.
It's the same type. It's the same person. Yeah, it's the same group of people, basically. Yeah, this is the I believe there's actually a direct connection with I don't recall, but it's like it's basically like a minority religious cult almost that is basically behind this, and it's it kind of sounds like it, but I didn't have that actual connection, and there was that actually at some point I made that connection that it is in fact the people who were pushing for the legislation at one point. It's the same group. It's the same group of people that, you know, we saw 20 years ago, 40 years ago even, you know, pushing for the same type of, you know, anti-porn, you know, crusade, you know, anti-game, anti-violent video games. You know, it's all the same group of people, effectively. The boundary of censorship is now being extended further into the pornography business. But there's a twist. From October 15th, adult websites worldwide, so one world government, will have to verify the age and identity of anyone featured in a picture or video, as well as the ID of the person uploading it. You might be wondering, how on earth are they going to achieve that? Because there's no laws that exist worldwide, except for maybe insurrection, I think. I think insurrection is the only universal law in every country or something like that. They will.
You're saying it's the websites that will have to verify this? And this
yes.
They're putting, and the credit card processors are putting this onto them?
The credit card processors are behind it.
Wow.
They will need to operate a fast complaints process and must review all content before publication. These rules are being imposed not by regulators, but by MasterCard, a credit card giant. Now, here's the thing. MasterCard is doing this, but they're not the only ones. I believe there was a story about Visa also, or maybe it's covered a little bit in this story. So if you want to, your speech, what you believe, whatever, anything that you might take payment for, this is just the first step, right? They achieve their successes here with porn, and then they come for something that you believe or something you value. You know, you might have a website. I don't know. Maybe you sell Beanie Babies, and I don't know, you know, in order to fund your political website. Well, they're going to go for that next, you know, because that's what they do. This is how these people who want to ban things work. You know, they start with something that, you know, sounds universally objectionable or seems like a good thing, and then they go after something else, something that you are into.
So they're saying that starting when? These websites?
So this is something, I think it was the 5th, October 15th, so it's already started,
today.
I believe.
So yeah. Starting today, all today's porn sites accepting MasterCard.
Yep.
Which, gotta be almost all of them.
I would think so. I mean, there's only, what, three credit card, major credit cards in the United States?
Why don't people just say no to MasterCard?
Well, because Visa is doing this something similar, from what I understand.
Yeah, because people want money, and so, you know, they just don't, they're not ready to go all crypto, which is what they need to do at this point.
Pornhub started accepting crypto because of an issue like this, last year, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It was, I think, the EU, I think that they got blocked from the wire transfer system over there or something like that. There was some sort of situation like that where Pornhub went crypto only, at least in certain countries, if not global. I don't remember all the details of that, but they're still out there.
Yeah.
You know? And we were talking earlier about why businesses are, in a lot of cases, reticent to adopt cryptocurrency because they're worried about the prices changing, right? Like the value of the crypto. If you're buying and selling oil, as we were discussing, or you're buying and selling laptops, or you're buying and selling a physical product, you've got more to be concerned about. But if all you're doing is just selling pornography over the internet, it doesn't matter. If you're just getting a subscription fee of $30 a month or whatever these sites are charging, $10 a month, then it doesn't matter if that goes down to 8 or if it goes up to 12 or, well, you know, if it,
so
it doesn't matter.
They have numbers here, which I think are interesting. So if you were, as a business owner of a pornography website, wanting to continue to do, you know, operate things as you have been, you are basically going to be accepting a 30% cut. And it's actually going to be greater than that because Visa, which manages 60% of payments, is also taking a firmware line on adult sites.
Mm-hmm.
So 60, 70, 80, 90, 90% of your business is going to go bye-bye.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
huge. If you've waited this long, if you're running a porn site and you've waited this long to start taking crypto, you've waited too long.
Yeah,
I need to do something.
I feel like this is like kind of one of these things that's like, you know, it's you are part of the problem, right? By not taking
by dragging your feet.
Dragging your feet, you are part of the problem.
You're empowering these companies.
Right. You're empowering, you know, this minority mm-hmm. to control all of us.
Awesome.
And it doesn't, and remember, it doesn't stop at porn anyway. So even if you don't operate a porn website, mm-hmm. you should still be concerned about this.
Also, I think that this goes even deeper as a way to control us because people are kind of getting freedom through, like, oh, I'm a pretty girl and I have an OnlyFans website. Now all of a sudden I have $1 million. You know, people are, the average person just, like, looking kind of cute can make money off of, you know, taking their pictures and selling them online now. That's kind of like it seems more like these credit card companies are using the excuse of, oh, there's these moms against porn, you know, groups that are pressuring us to do this, when in reality it's probably just a concerted effort between, like, the banks, the credit card processors, and the government to take power away from the people.
Right, and remember, I mean, look, this is porn, but the credit card, the financial industry, right, they actually did the same thing to WikiLeaks, right? And what is mm-hmm. what, do you guys remember what WikiLeaks was, what happened with that?
Yeah, but what did the credit card companies
do? They blocked
WikiLeaks from accepting donations.
Right.
And
all they did was tell the truth.
Right. Right. You know, what are they going to do next? Target conservatives? Are you a conservative? Or what about, theoretically, they could target the left, too. It doesn't seem like that's going to happen. It seems like the left is the one that's kind of manipulating things here, but I don't know. That's not entirely clear to me. You know, a religious, you know, side of things seems more right to me.
Well, that's the funny thing is, like, even, like, people in the porn industry believe that the Democrats are somehow on their side. But the reality is the prosecutions of the porn people have gone on throughout both Republican and Democrat administrations. So it doesn't matter who's in charge in Washington, D.C. They are anti the sex trade.
Yep, definitely. I don't like to, I wouldn't choose the word sex trade, but they're definitely anti-porn.
It's part of the sex trade. I mean, it is ultimately a section of it. It's not actual straight-up prostitution, but in some places, the way you can get around prostitution laws is by recording it.
I think they've...
New Hampshire's one of those places, by the way.
Use of the word, is in the context that I think of sex trade, I think of, like, slavery. That's why sex slavery, which is...
No, I just mean the sex business. There's a large business out there. It's not all, like, you know, prostitution or whatever.
Right. It's not all unethical.
Well, prostitution isn't unethical either. It's completely ethical if it's done voluntarily by two consenting people. There's more coming up here. It's just it's mostly criminalized in most places. But in, I believe, California and New Hampshire, as long as you've got a video camera running, you know, then you can pay people for sex.
Oh, does it have to be recording?
That's not legal advice, by the way. It's just my understanding. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can...
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Number here, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, you can do that. Take control of the airwaves. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Talking about the centralized system of finance that is so controlling that now credit card companies, and this isn't new, it's just the latest examples of what they're doing. Cracking down on sex-related online businesses, for instance. You said, Chris, that there's apparently now a MasterCard rule. This isn't a law.
Nope.
It's now a MasterCard rule that starts apparently today, October 15th, that says that any sex website, I don't know if you have the language there again. I know you may not be on it at the moment, but they have to, like, have age verification of all of their actors or something like that? Is that...
Yeah, so it says right? From October 15th, adult websites worldwide will have to verify the age and identity of anyone featured in a picture or video, as well as the ID of the person uploading it.
And this is one of the things that Pornhub had to change recently, even though they started accepting cryptocurrency. For some reason, they were getting sued, or something happened with them as well, where they also now like had to delete a ton of content off of their website.
And my understanding is that it was the credit card companies that basically suspended their, or the banks that were, credit card companies were forcing the banks to suspend their accounts or something to that effect. That was my understanding of what happened with the Pornhub thing.
Yeah, and I think that they were still doing business with credit card companies in some countries, maybe the U.S. or whatever. There was like, I think it was Europe where they went crypto only. I think that was what happened there.
Even just the fact that you have to have an ID to make porn now kind of sucks.
Yeah. So basically they took down every account that didn't have an ID associated with it, and they mandated all accounts had to ID up and start, you know, showing proof of all, you know, all the proof of age requirements or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was even more complicated than that. I think they had to discard all non-premium content, which basically meant something like if you were kind of in the, if you were a small player in the business, you no longer could do business on Pornhub.
Hmm.
It was something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was pretty crazy.
Just like, what if you don't even have an ID? That sucks.
Yeah, you can't make money, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're, and people forget.
You're going through these websites.
And people forget that there's a lot of people that are not in the United States, or even in the United States, there's people who don't have IDs. But it's particularly the case that people outside the United States don't have IDs in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have bank accounts. A lot of people don't have bank accounts right around the world. I mean, the United States has a disproportionate number of people with bank accounts and ID, but that's not universal. You know, there's 8 billion people in the world, and most of them don't have these things. So they're basically shutting out, and most of the world now does have internet, but most of the world doesn't have, like, bank accounts and IDs. So it's a huge...
This is one of the things that cryptocurrencies solve for people.
Right.
For unbanked people, and I'm pretty much one of them at this point.
Oh, yeah, you definitely are.
For unbanked people, it gives them access to financial technology that they've never had access to in their entire life. So if you are an individual who wants to get into this business, and I'm not recommending it, I mean, this is a tough business for people to get into because, you know, think about your customers. Right, you're dealing with a bunch of horny dudes who are some of the most difficult to deal with, I imagine, customers out there. But, you know, if that's a business you want to get into, then you take their money via cryptocurrency, do it all through your own website, and then there's nothing the banking cartel can say to you about it.
Yeah, I wish people would turn their dollars and euros into cryptocurrencies, and then only, you know, partake in business with more what I would refer to as ethical pornography sites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because ultimately at the end of the day, you know, you won't be able to get, you know, you may be into something that is, I don't know, not sanctioned by, you know, right-wing conservatives, you know. If it's not sanctioned by them, that won't be allowed on the porn site, you know. This is just the beginning, right? It's like, it's anything they view as deviant.
And that's not far-fetched, considering what me, you, and Aria, I think it was, covered about Australia on the last episode we were on. Like they
their censorship policies, you mean?
They have crazy censorship policies mm-hmm. where, like, if you have, like, a book with, like, a sex scene, they won't sell it.
Or they may put it under a restricted category. There's different levels of censorship there. Yeah, scary stuff.
And that's government censorship, not, like, the U.S. has a... Yeah, they say it's not government censorship, but they were, I think if I recall correctly, it was implemented as the result of threats of government doing it. So.
You mean rating systems?
Yeah, like rating
video
systems.
Game rating
yeah,
system?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
So, it technically is not government, but
they basically said, if you don't do this, we're going to do it too.
Yeah, yeah. It was still under threat of violence.
Is that the Gamergate thing?
No, that's something else. That has to do with, like, women reporters in the gamer industry or something like that.
Oh.
That's old. Yeah, I can't even remember all the details. Old. I remember we talked about it when it happened, but I don't remember the details.
Yeah. So, this story actually gets into a little bit more detail. So, since the turn of the century, payments have become a tool of domestic and international policy, says, that's an interesting way to phrase that, censorship, says Aaron Klein of the Brookings Institute, a think tank. After the 9/11 attacks of 2001, America introduced new anti-money laundering rules and more targeted sanctions. Financial firms must block payments to the people on a list that today runs 1,604 pages long.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that's not people, that's pages.
Hmm.
So, I mean, how many names can you list on a page?
That's lots.
Probably hundreds, I would think.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Governments also began to tap banks for help at home. A craze for online poker prompted America's Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act of 2006. I remember
that. That's the one I was talking about where they prohibit any bank, any credit card company, anyone operating a debit or a credit card from processing transactions to any gambling institution.
Effectively, what this does is it makes people use cryptocurrency if they want to use a gaming website on the internet.
Which is a good thing, ultimately. It is driving interest in crypto from that perspective. They didn't see that coming in 2006.
No, they didn't. It predates crypto. And this is the thing. It's like...
And before you go on, the interesting thing about that, again, I'm not a lawyer, this isn't legal advice. My understanding after looking into this, that it's not illegal for you as the gambler to use these websites. It's just illegal for the banks to help you.
Right. Right.
So they go after the bank. If you, try to swipe the card or whatever, you try to put your card number in there, they're just going to decline it. The bank's not going to put it forward through. But if they did, then the bank themselves would be the ones facing prosecution, not the user.
The law targets the banks. And this is one of the dangers of regulations of your finances, your banks, your financial institutions.
Yep.
When you regulate that, you control the people. It's a means of controlling the people.
That's what it's all about.
You know, the government uses these sorts of tools all the time to force people to do what they want. Things that are immoral, frequently. So it's a danger, and people should stand up to this kind of stuff. And
the only way to stand up to it is to get out of their system, is to go into cryptocurrency. That's the only way out of this. They have a total lockdown on the banking system, and now they're talking about requiring banks to report transactions of over $600.
I mean, crazy.
The way inflation's happening, eventually that $600 ain't going to be going to buy you a McDonald's.
No,
it's not that
really
bad yet.
But inflation is good, Ian.
Oh yeah, right. Like that's what they're actually trying to say now, apparently.
They didn't
use those terms, but...
You being able to buy less stuff with your labor, that's good?
It's ridiculous. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An FDA panel is giving the thumbs up for the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 booster shot. The panel unanimously deciding to recommend the agency authorize the second dose for adults who have already gotten the first shot. Reports say committee members recommend the vaccine be considered a two-dose vaccine similar to Moderna and Pfizer. This comes after studies showed the single-dose vaccine is less effective compared to the other two. A British lawmaker is dead after being stabbed while meeting with constituents. The attack east of London killed Conservative Member of Parliament Sir David Amiss, and Prime Minister Boris Johnson is mourning the death.
The reason I think people are so shocked and saddened is, above all, he was one of the kindest, nicest people in politics.
Police arrested a male suspect. USA Radio News. The manhunt for Brian Laundry resumed in Florida on Friday. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office saying they were called in by the FBI and are using their canine cadaver dogs at the Carlton Reserve. Crews have been through the area several times in the past month. Laundry has not been charged in the death of Gabby Petito, but is deemed a person of interest. This after he returned from their cross-country road trip alone in September. A TV star is home after a scare at a coffee shop.
Howie Mandel says he's home and doing better after collapsing at a local Starbucks. The 65-year-old TV personality gave an update after being hospitalized. He said on Twitter that he had low blood sugar. Mandel is currently a judge on the NBC reality competition series America's Got Talent, which just completed its 16th season. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the centrally controlled banking credit card system. They are putting more restrictions on pornography websites online. MasterCard telling porn sites that, as of all porn sites everywhere, if you're using MasterCard, starting today, apparently, they have to keep some kind of records for every single video clip, every single photograph that they have on their website. If they don't have the actual actress's information available, and what is that supposed to mean exactly? Does that mean the average user can just go and say, oh, I want to see what that girl's real name is and what her birthday is?
Even if it doesn't mean that, that doesn't mean it can't probably be easily hacked.
That's a good point. If it's in a database somewhere, it could absolutely be hacked. But that doesn't seem like it would be a real good idea, would be to put that information out, like, on a link on every single page. Like, yeah, no. Here are the real names of and birth dates of our actresses. So that doesn't seem likely that they're going to do that. So is it only MasterCard that can just come in there and just, like, randomly audit and say, we want to see this person's birthday and that person's birthday?
This is a good question. It's not applicable to one one website, right? So you know that there's going to be breaches of this database.
Sure.
At some point. This is a terrible idea when it comes to, you know, the safety of women and those involved in the porn industry. But it's
Chris, if it just saves one child from being put into sex slavery, then it's
really about the women and children.
That's what they want you to believe. Anyway. But that's their excuse for this.
It's because, Ian, sex is bad. Sex is dirty. Sex is immoral. Okay?
Well, that's not what they're saying, though.
They're
what
not they're saying
say,
that.
What they're going to say
right,
is...
Because they know that most people don't think that.
Well, whether they think it or not is another question. Some people think it while still watching the product,
fair enough,
right?
Fair enough.
You know, what they're going to say is, oh, no, this is about stopping child pornography. This is about stopping...
How does it stop child pornography?
Well, if there's a teenage girl that gets her picture
taken... Oh, that's
not
child porn.
I get what you're saying, but by definition...
It depends on which definition you're looking at, I think, depending on the country.
The government's definition.
But there's different governments, so you have a big
problem. MasterCard's just going to apply the most restrictive one. MasterCard's just going to say...
25?
Well, I don't think there's an age of consent of 25 anywhere out there. I think it typically
is 18.
I think
it's at least... There's Japan is at least 21 or 23
really?
Or something, yeah.
My goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do believe that's the case. So yeah,
no wonder people are leaving Japan.
Well, this is the thing. There are definitely countries, and there's other countries, like if you go to the Middle East, all pornography is banned.
So, oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean,
that's
so, true. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, should we allow women, any women on the... I mean, I think women on the internet should be banned, period. I mean, photos of women, I mean, then skin exposed.
Women being on
health
faces.
And safety.
Faces, yeah. I think we need to protect women. Women should not be allowed to have photos of them without a full burqa on, without a burqa on, because that's immoral. That's wrong. That could lead to sex slavery. You know, I mean,
what you're saying is just the next step, right?
Right,
like that's literally the same mentality.
It's the same type of people. It's just they're not. Yeah. Sure, maybe the Christians aren't taking it to that degree, but the Muslims might be. Mm-hmm. You know, it's.
Yeah.
If you allow one
and
group to do it...
And the fact is, the Christians would agree with the Muslims on this, right?
Probably. If they could get away with it,
they would ban pornography if they could get away with it.
They'd probably ban women from leaving their houses if they could.
Mm. What else do we need to know here?
Let's see here. A craze for online poker prompted America's Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act of 2006, which handed responsibility for blocking transactions not to internet service providers that allowed access to poker sites, but to the companies that enabled the payment.
Right, because speech... in the United States is still ostensibly free, meaning that you should be able
to
access...
But not if it's pornography.
Well, no, in theory, you should be able to access these websites, the gambling sites in this particular case. So you as an individual, you have the right to, you know, speak. You have the right to see other people's speeches, in this case, the gambling sites. You just don't have a right to use the banking system, which is highly regulated, to pay for it. That was the legal argument.
Isn't there some court ruling that says like money is speech or something like that too? Like I'm always amazed at the contradictions that like come out of our court systems.
Oh,
We're all equal except like in New Hampshire there was the New Hampshire Supreme Court ruling that was like men and women are like I don't know they're like the, I don't even remember it was just so contradictory though are not equal and it's like wait a minute
sharing or something.
No, it had to do with a beach, women at a beach.
Oh, the topless.
Yeah,
topless
one. And their response, like the New Hampshire Supreme Court's response was like, they're not equal. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
but we have like this in our Constitution that says they're equal. So like, how can you then...
It was insane.
It was absolutely
was that turned
no
over or anything?
No.
No, the Supreme Court just reaffirmed.
It was the New Hampshire Supreme Court.
Something that wasn't even legal.
They upheld this, I think it was Laconia's ordinance banning topless women.
Yeah.
Topless women from the beach.
Yeah, and it's not illegal in New Hampshire at the state level women to go around topless, which is what makes things so crazy, or one of the many things that made it crazy.
Wow.
As most American states legalized the cannabis industry in some form, its growth was nipped in the bud by federal laws that dissuade banks from dealing
nipped
with marijuana
in the bud.
Moguls.
Yeah, that was a huge issue for the marijuana trade was, okay, hey guys, it's legal, you can go ahead and start selling it now, and then these guys are raking in cash, right? Like raking it in, and they don't have enough room in the vault. You know, they got a safe in the back, but that filled up the second day, right? So they have nowhere to put all this cash, and they try to go to the banks, they try to go to credit unions, and these guys said, nope, sorry. Yeah, we know it's legal, but it's not legal at the federal level, and we're federally regulated, so you know, we would love to help you, but sorry, we can't do that because we're scared of the feds.
Okay. Under your mattress.
So you might be thinking, well, this doesn't affect you, right? Well, no, it does. And then this next thing is going to demonstrate how it affects you.
Okay. So you mean if you're not a pornographer or somebody wants to watch it?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Even if you're not into pornography, you don't watch it, you don't have a website, it still affects you.
Mm.
So it's not unusual for big banks such as HSBC or JP Morgan Chase to employ more than 20,000, I'm going to repeat that, 20,000 specialists in risk and compliance.
Mm.
So basically what that means is they're going over your financial transactions. When you try to wire money or you try to make a payment to somebody, you know, to like a gambling website, even if you're not making a payment to somebody else is, right? And they have to stop that transaction from occurring. And in order to stop that, they have to employ these people, which increases the costs of the bank doing business.
Sure.
And who do you think pays those costs?
Customers.
The customers, you.
Right.
When you get charged $40 or you pay 6% more for your goods at the store because you swipe that card.
Or you get no interest rate or next to zero. That's because they're paying all these people.
Or you need to make a wire transfer, you know, somebody in Europe, and you pay $100 for that wire transfer. Well, why do you think cryptocurrencies are so much better of a deal? They don't have any of that
right. That's
there.
Right. No overhead.
They don't have that overhead, right? And that's why cryptocurrencies are such an important thing to effectively free us all. And it's both economic freedom and it's actual literal freedom, you know, from a free speech perspective too.
Right.
Let's see.
Yeah,
here.
That's true.
Yeah, so it's
the only way out is to get out of the banking system and get into crypto and start learning stuff.
And in this situation with the, you know, credit card processors blocking people from being able to use porn, it's freedom of speech and also freedom to like make your own money if you're doing it through crypto.
This is a great line right here. Mr. Trump has presumably found other banks willing to work with him. So basically what he's saying is financial institutions were not willing to deal with the president.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a political person, you might get caught up with financial institutions not willing to work with you now, too.
Yeah. Well, you know who denied Bonnie's bank account? We tried to put Bonnie's bank account on the AMP program, and the risk department, the very same people you just talked about, said that she can't be, we can't have her on there.
Yeah. It's dangerous.
That's why the AMP program is down as far as credit cards right now. We're looking at other options. There's more coming up here. In fact, Bonnie's got a story. You know, part of this whole story that you're talking about, Chris, is to have people who are unquestioning robots who will never, you know, wonder about other options. They'll just do what they're told. And that all starts with the government schools. Bonnie's got a story about that on the way, and you can share your thoughts with us as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a
wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And they're all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even here in the remaining moments. The number is 603-283-6160, whether you want to talk about the banks cracking down on internet content just because they want to look like good little corporate citizens to the governments of the world, or maybe to the ultra-right right wing, or whatever. You can comment 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And sort of changing gears, Bonnie, you've had a story that you wanted to share, or just some research that you've been doing today. You came across this thing called social emotional learning?
Yes.
And this is like the new controversy with government schools, because for whatever reason, parents still send their kids to these government indoctrination camps, and then they get upset when the government indoctrinates their kid.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, the best solution, sort of like what we were talking about with the banks, the best solution to the banks is to get the hell out.
Yep.
And the same thing's true with the government schools.
I want to get into that, you know, that level of thinking of parents that don't understand that that's what the schools are there to do, because that's what I was looking at today. I was, okay, so basically how I heard about social emotional learning, SEL, is this New Hampshire girl who does YouTube videos named Carlin Borisenko.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty cool. I only heard about her because she had her friend Alu from NHXit, or what's his thing?
Alu Axelman, he is from Liberty Block, but he's also, you know, supporter of NHX. He's a huge independence supporter. He's written books about it. He's got articles up on Liberty Block, just tons of information about
Super into it.
Yeah, independence. I'd say he's maybe the top activist for
Independence.
Well, so Carolyn, or Carlin Borisenko, a YouTuber, had him on her channel and interviewed him, and so I followed her. And today she was doing a live, and she said, this is a thing that the schools are doing that is way scarier than critical race theory teaching, which...
Which is also a recent controversy.
Yeah, I don't know much about that. Like, I never had to be subjected to any of that when I was in school, and never heard of any of my little siblings having to or anything, so I just don't... I've never had any reason to, like, research that.
Well, they
that.
Probably don't tell the kids what it's called, right? Like, they probably don't tell the kids, all right, we're going to learn critical race theory. They just have a curriculum that they push on them. Same thing here. They're not going to tell the kids, oh, we're going to learn about social-emotional learning today. No, they've, they've got a curriculum they can plug them into.
Exactly. Let me explain what this is. Yeah. So what it is they're going to start putting out surveys to people's kids without asking or alerting the parents. Surveys that say things like, have you ever had sex? How many sexual partners have you had? Have you ever bought or sold drugs on the school campus? All kinds of very personal things about their health and their mental health and all this stuff. And then they're going to have group classroom meetings and discuss it all together, like a hive mind, like everybody in the class needs to know all your business. And it's going to be attached to their permanent records. So the government...
So this is a huge change, because I remember when I was in school, which, you know, at this point is a couple decades ago, but I remember they gave these surveys out that were asking questions about, hey, you know, have you used drugs? And, you know, are you being abused at home? And, you know, questions like you're talking about, but the thing they would tell you, and I never believed them, but the thing they would tell you is, oh, it's anonymous. You know, we don't know who you are. We're just, your name's not on this. So this, we're just collecting data. What you're saying is this information will be attached to the individual, meaning that this is no longer anonymous.
Yep, it's on their permanent record.
Ooh. Oh, whoa, that's creepy.
Let me read to you. This isn't like a right-winger explaining it in their terms or anything like that. This is from Cassell, Critical Updates and Rationale. The title of this, Cassell, apparently is behind social economic learning and has been for 2 decades.
Cassell, is this a company or a person?
It must be a company.
Okay.
A group. The Cassell program, I can't find any more information on it right here, but it's called, this paper, it's 42 pages. It says, evidence-based social and emotional learning programs. You go down to the executive summary and it says, the collaborative for... Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning, Cassell. Okay, so that's what Cassell is.
Their website, Cassell, CASEL.org, Advancing Social and Emotional Learning. See, that's what they're all about.
This says, defined social and emotional learning, or SEL, more than 2 decades ago. Social and emotional learning is an integral part of education and human development. SEL is the process through which all young people and adults acquire and apply the knowledge, skills, and attitudes to develop healthy identities, manage emotions, and achieve personal and collective goals. Feel and
show... Hold on, let's stop right there. You know, a lot of this stuff sounds like, yeah, okay, empowerment or whatever? I forget the wording there, but personal something. Anyway, that sounded good.
Personal and collective goals.
I like personal goals, and there's nothing wrong with that, but collective goals... now that makes me think, okay, this is some sort of government plot. They've got, you know, certain things they want to accomplish. They want to inculcate the youth to believe in these collective goals.
Yeah, make them collectivists, kill the individual.
Yeah, who decides what the collective goals are?
Exactly.
The federal government?
Not you, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not the parents.
Just some authority that they're going to be given, any authority, like when the, so basically... When I was watching this YouTube live today by the girl, Carolyn, all the people in the comments I was watching it the whole time were basically like, oh, this is an outrage, this is, thinking it was new. And I commented on there, when I was a kid, I remember, you know, this happening to me, which was basically, you know, it wasn't like, I didn't get a survey asking me this thing, but I was explaining, ever since I was, I can remember in school, I've been, basically been told, you know, you get the training to... be in a hive mind, to not be an individual. If you're the smartest kid, always raise your hand. The teacher's going to be like, can somebody other than Bonnie raise her hand? If you're, you know, talking, the teacher's going to be like, everybody has to be quiet because Diego's talking.
Right.
We're going to turn off the lights and everybody must be silent.
They did that back when I was in school to punish the whole class for what one person did.
And yeah,
that way they would get the class to turn on the person.
Yeah.
Right? It's a social thing.
It's a... It's a thing to create collectivism.
It's messed up.
And to get rid of the individual.
Well, as you said, this has been going on for a long time.
But now they're putting a name to it. It's really insidious and creepy that they're, like, coming out with it. And one person that commented did make a good point when I said, why do you think they're coming out with this now instead of just doing it and not calling it anything? And somebody said, because the schools had to be done from home last year, so now they can't hide it, so they have to create this whole program to make it look like a good thing. So the CASEL, or SEL, Social Emotional Learning, is basically like they're just going to turn it up a notch and make you think it's a good thing. Oh, us teachers, we've come together and we're going to teach in a better way where we involve, you know, social and emotional learning to, you know, they said that they're going to create, okay, so in this live, she was playing a video of a group of teachers yesterday who were all behind this, like teachers union and educators.
Oh, of course,
whatever.
The teachers union is going to be all
principals
about this.
Or whatever. And they were like having a Zoom meeting and they were talking about SEL and how they're going to implement it. One of the teachers was like, I like to share my personal struggles with the students, so and that way we can all learn together how we have a responsibility to shoulder each other's issues. Do you want to hear about your teacher's issues and feel like you have a responsibility to shoulder your teacher's issues at school?
Whatever happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic?
Exactly.
Oh, you're so old-fashioned. Now we need to have straight-up indoctrination with government propaganda and collective goals. And you said later that they get into, like, admitting that this is all about turning kids into little activists.
Yeah,
right?
They said that they want to be able to steer kids and give them the tools they need to. They didn't call it activism, but it was such a weird. It was like, get involved in civic change.
That's the same thing.
But they want to give them. Yeah. They want to give them the tools to do it. I can't remember exactly how they said it, but yeah, if you go to that girl's YouTube video and watch her live from today, it's really creepy. Like, one of the teachers was saying, what we're going to do in my class is whenever we join together and tell each other all of our issues and all of our freaking personal details, we're creating a family.
Now, this is just so creepy. I remember getting upset when we had I think it was a health class, and they wanted us to keep track of, like, our diet. And I'm like, and you want us to submit, like, what we ate to you? Like, isn't that such an invasion of privacy?
None of your
right? It's none of your business, exactly. And to think, like, they're, like, trying to go, like, on like that on steroids,
yeah, they're taking
right?
it to a new level, for sure. You know, the propaganda on this CASEL website is pretty disturbing. It's based out of Chicago. They have a whole section called Systemic Implementation. So they want this thing throughout the educational system. And look, you can go into the stupid school board meetings and yell and rant and stomp your feet all you want about this, but you're just going to spend so much time and energy fighting this thing that they are going to cram down, whether you like it or not. The best thing you can do is get your kids out of these government schools.
Yep. If you haven't noticed, this is what it's been about since the public schools got created. It's not going to get any better.
That's true.
Just because they're coming out
they're
right
coming
talking
out with it.
About it. Yep.
All right. Out of time tonight. Join us tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check out more of Chris on his show, Freedom Decrypted, at freedomdecrypted.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.